What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
See, here's why he signed the extension. You just heard Jerry mention it, 4 years, $130 million. Here's what I love about this. The Jets eliminated a potential future problem by locking up an offensive weapon that you believe in. Now, has Garrett Wilson lived up to the hype? I don't know if I would say that just yet, but there is also circumstance around that, whether it's the poor coaching that he's had to deal with, the poor quarterback play that he's had to deal with. But this should be, at least this is the way that I took it, this is a very positive sign if you're a Jet fan, showing that there is a clue within the organization, number one, and a sense of stability with Aaron Glenn, Muji, to that Garrett Wilson would agree. Now, I know he wants the money, but also, you know, Garrett Wilson at times has looked like he's frustrated. I don't want to say an unhappy camper. I think that would be a little too strong. But you could see that he's been frustrated in his couple of years with the Jets, his 3 years with the Jets. A couple of times throughout those 3 years, he's been frustrated. And the fact that he would now be locked up and commit to this organization is a great thing. And it's something that now you don't have to worry about. And next would be Sauce. And if I'm the Jets, I would be a little less or a little more hesitant, maybe is the better way to put it, a little more hesitant to extend Sauce Gardner. I think Garrett Wilson, while I know the cornerback at that level is more rare than the wide receiver at that level, I trust Garrett Wilson is going to exceed this contract. Like, that's the one knock. Maybe you say, geez, overpaid, you know, 30 whatever million a year for the next 4 years. His production so far has not warranted that, but the Jets are paying him based on what they think he's going to do for this team moving forward. And I think it's a safe bet. I think he's going to exceed that contract and the expectations of the contract. His best days are still ahead of him, especially with a solid foundation in place where you hope that the Jets are going to do this the right way. They could talk it, but they got to go out there and do it. Run behind that offensive line. You build an offensive line, you run, and then you make plays in the air off of that. Now, hard to do that with a quarterback who's not known for throwing the football. I know we've been down this road before with guys in this town. Hey, he's a quarterback. Well, what's his weakness? Well, throwing the football. But at least Justin Fields has a rapport with Garrett Wilson back to the Ohio State days. I think you're going to see his best season yet, and who knows what's going to come after that as far as the quarterback situation goes, but I would only expect Garrett Wilson to get better. I'm not so sure that I would expect the same from Sauce Gardner. I like Sauce. He's been disappointing. He, to me, has not been. I know he thinks he's the best cornerback in the game. He has not been that. And Aaron Glenn, I guess the best way to say it is, I would trust Aaron Glenn to evaluate that more than me. The difference is I've watched Sauce so far. I'm sure Glenn went back and watched all the tape, but now he's going to get to learn about Sauce Gardner up close and personal here, where, you know, he's going to be his coach. I'm sure he already is doing that, but training camp opens and in season, are they going to come to an agreement before then? If I'm Glenn and the Jets, I would wait this one out. I don't think there's an urgency to do it the way that there were, you know, the way that there was with Garrett Wilson. But either way, this is a great thing for the Jets organization. You get a franchise offensive player that they drafted. You lock him up. How many years are we going to go down the road of whether it's Darrell Revis or Jamal Adams? Now, I know these are defensive guys, but that's usually who the Jets take in the first round. How many years are you going to go down that road of the guys that they select in the first round eventually want to leave and take more money and get the hell out of town and go elsewhere, don't want to be a Jet? Garrett Wilson wants to be here. They locked him up. He's going to be here, and I think his best days are yet to come. And it's just one problem that you don't have to worry about. You have your top wide receiver. Locked and loaded, that's it. The Jets are building, quietly building a nice little foundation. The biggest part of this is going to be the execution. Will they go out there and play tough and play hard and play consistent and win games? all of it so far in the offseason seems to be well done. Cleaning out some of the problems that they viewed in the organization, changing the culture. This is a positive culture move. Keeping a guy you drafted, a guy that looked unhappy at times, committing to him, getting him to buy in, you believing in him, and eliminating a potential future problem or talking point that could create negative surroundings. Good for the New York Jets. Now they have to go out there and produce on the field. Garrett Wilson's got to be a top producer, a top receiver, produce big numbers. He's got a couple thousand-yard seasons the last 2 years. I expect more than that. Like, we've talked about the comparison to Malik Nabers. I think Nabers, in a short period, has shown more superstar flashes than Garrett Wilson has. Doesn't mean it's a bad signing. It doesn't mean that Garrett Wilson can't get to that level. But remember, there was the thought that Garrett Wilson was going to be the top receiver in the league, especially once he got Aaron Rodgers. That's what type of talent we're talking about. So if he produces to that level, then maybe we could be talking about this would be an underpay. The Jets got him at a value. I think we'll get there eventually, but this is the nice first step, a sound, solid move by the Jets organization eliminating a potential problem. And now the clock is ticking as far as it goes with Sauce Gardner. 888-808-1019 is the number to call. The BT and Sal Show on the Fan is presented by your Tri-State Cadillac dealers. Cadillac, the official luxury vehicle of the New York Mets. Speaking of those Mets, no Soto, no Sal. I'm boycotting the All-Star Game. That has been the talking point so far. All-Star Game tonight, a lot of appealing things about it, specifically going back to the uniforms. You got, you know, the old uniforms where each player is going to wear their team's jersey. What a thought. I mean, how creative Major League Baseball is. Let the guys, you know, let the Yankees wear the Yankees jerseys. Let the Mets wear the Mets jerseys. A lot of New York ties, whether it's Aaron Boone managing the game, obviously Judge and his star power, Lindor and Alonso and some others. The challenge system as far as the balls and strikes go going to be in play tonight. A lot of appealing things. It's a shame baseball turned me off because of the idiocy to not have one of the game's biggest stars who earned his way there, Juan Soto, in the game. Kevin is calling from Westchester. What's up, Kev?
Hey, how you doing, Sal? Big fan of the show.
Thank you. We appreciate it.
Couple things. Yankees third base, maybe the kid Hayes from Pittsburgh. I know he's got some pedigree with his dad, played with the Yankees.
Mm-hmm.
And the All-Star game, maybe the reigning MVPs do the draft and pick the player.
Yeah, I'm fine with that. I mean, that would have been the case with Ohtani and Judge. I'm fine with that. I don't know if I would have them pick the whole roster, though, Kev. That's the thing, because then you could get some biased nature there, and thank you for the call. And that might be in part why baseball got away from, because I thought it was the managers used to choose the reserves. But then you would have, you know, let's say the year that the Mets made the World Series in 2000 and 2001, Bobby Valentine's going to overdo it with the Mets. And maybe Booney would have taken a little bit more Yankee. You know, who knows? Maybe Bellinger would have made the All-Star team if Boone has his say. I'm not sure I like the idea of having the MVPs choose all the All-Stars. You don't want that to come down to one or two individuals. I would be okay with those guys picking their teams from the pool of All-Stars. There's got to be a better voting way here. I mean, they just can't, like, can they come down to, can they get like an All-Star committee the way that they have in college football, playoff committee, and even then, like, nobody's ever going to be fully happy. There's still going to be bubble guys or snubs, whatever it may be, but it would be better than the players. The players don't know what the hell they're talking about, and there's some biasness there anyway. Same things with the fans. Like, the fans, it's fun to think about, well, you get the fans invited, you know, the fans in there, and they put their vote in there, but, like, really, should the fans be voting on the All-Star game because it's a popularity contest? Shouldn't be that way. I don't know the exact percentages of how it's broken down. I don't think it's 100% of the fan voting. I could be wrong about that, but I think it's a combination of a couple of different things. Just come up with an All-Star selection committee. It shouldn't be that hard. Good God. Maybe a couple Hall of Fame writers or something in there. Come on. Jason is calling from Brooklyn. What's up, Jason?
Hey, Sal. How's it going? Enjoying the show. A point about the All-Star, but a quick trivia question for you.
Mm-hmm.
When Tony's mother dies, Silvio is annoyed that he has to miss something for the wake. What is that something? You've recently talked about this topic, like in the last 5 minutes.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I talked about the topic in the last 5 minutes?
Kind of, yeah.
Was it a football game? It was some kind of sporting event that he was betting on or taking bets on, right?
Salicata, very sharp. That's correct.
Yeah, well, you kind of let me there.
Home game.
Ah, okay. Yeah. I didn't know specifically it was Jets home opener. I remember him being something with the books where he was annoyed that he had to miss a sporting event. But there you go. Okay, Jason. Yeah. I like the Sopranos trivia.
So the All-Star weekend, you know, you could maybe argue Soto, it's too June heavy. My problem with it, Sal, is the All-Star game is for the health and the welfare of the overall sport. Nobody cares about Howard Fantasy in the All-Star game. We want sex appeal box office. That's why this is dumb. Because, and I know he's only going to play 3 innings or whatever he'll get, and at bat maybe 2. But just to, like, your caller called up about watching the home run derby with his kid. His kid's like, where's Judge? Where's Otani? Where are the big guns? It's the same thing. I'm sorry, not to be snobby, but these lesser players from the smaller market teams don't resonate. People know Soto. My wife knows Soto. She doesn't know Cody Bellinger. You know what I'm saying? So that's why it's moronic. Appreciate it, Sal.
Thank you, Jason. Good call. We appreciate you checking in. Juan Soto is one of the games. Like, this is one of the easier. There is no argument. I was going to say it's one of the easier arguments that you can make or that I've had to make here. It's not even an argument. There is no other side to it. Think of how dumb. Like, baseball had it on a platter for them. The hard part for Major League Baseball would have been if Juan Soto was hitting 230 with 12 home runs and an OPS of 750, the challenge would have been, and this would be me if I'm in the Major League Baseball office, and they'd be better off for that, but the challenge would have been, hey, guys, we got an issue here. Oh, what's that, boss? Well, one of our biggest stars, obviously Soto, he's hitting 230, he's got 12 homers and an OPS under 800. How are we going to get him into the All-Star game? That would have been the problem. Figuring out how to get a mega star into the All-Star game to enhance your product who maybe didn't have a first half up to his standards. That would have been the problem. The easy thing for baseball is that, hey, here are Soto's numbers. They're better than everybody else's or almost everybody else's, especially for the outfielders go, let's get him in the game. And they screwed up the easy part. He is a superstar. He's got the largest contract in the history of sports. He plays in the biggest market. He's a major draw. He's won a World Series with the Nationals. He was in a World Series with the Yankees a year ago. Signed the mega deal in the offseason to come to the Mets. Like, there's a lot of sex appeal with that, to use your words.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave Butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
He's a major draw. You don't want to see Soto in the first inning against Skubal? Come on, man. What are we doing here? Baseball had a layup. They had a layup and they threw it off the backboard. You know, an errant throw off the backboard, not laid it up in off the backboard, just to be specific. Mark is in Monmouth County. What's up, Mark?
Sal, thanks for taking my call.
What's up, Mark? Thanks for making it.
Not much. Couple things. First off, I'm not a Jet fan or anything like that, but like, yeah, I'm watching like quarterback season two right now before I get to my second point with the Yankees. You know, watching like the season two with Goff and Burrow and Cousins, you know, the Lions the first year didn't win their first game till week 13. So Aaron Glenn knows how to build a franchise. So I think he has a pretty good idea. And locking up Garrett Wilson, who's your best offensive weapon early on, I think is a smart first move for the Jets. I really like it. And Justin Fields is almost similar a little bit to Goff. Obviously, Goff got to a Super Bowl, but I think, you know, Fields is one of those guys who got off to a pretty good start last year, got kind of thrown to the side when Russell Wilson came, and he's going to have a little bit of a chip on his shoulder. I would not doubt that Justin Fields maybe does have his best year possibly as a pro this year.
I like Justin Fields a lot, and I'll be rooting for him. I think he's a good dude. I liked watching him with the Bears, especially his rookie season. My issue is I do not think he throws the football well. So I'm not saying he can't put up some numbers with Garrett Wilson there. The Jets are going to be a primary running team, which is right, and it should lead them to winning some games. I don't think Fields is going to – like, Goff to me is a pocket-passing quarterback who could read the field the right way and make the throws. Yeah, he had a bunch of interceptions, all that stuff. I don't think you'll ever see Fields develop that – and I hope I'm wrong, but I don't think Fields is as good of a thrower as Jared Goff was, just to use that comparison.
Two totally different quarterbacks. Agree.
Yeah,
Thanks for letting me get to my first point. My second point is, as a Yankee fan, and I'm not saying that this is going to end or anything like that, and I mean, listen – I understand Aaron Judge, and I understand how good of a player he is, but, like, what Cal Raleigh is doing from a catcher's position, like, if I was, even as, and I'm a Yankee fan, I'm not the biggest, hugest Aaron Judge fan, but obviously, you know, I do respect what he does, but Cal Raleigh for the first half is the MVP. Now, do I think he's going to hold this up? I mean, if he ends up getting the 60 home runs, I mean, that would be unbelievable from the catcher position, but I see personally Judge is going to stay more consistent. He's been here before, and that's having the experience of being the player that Judge is. I mean, if Raleigh keeps up this pace, and I mean, obviously winning the home run derby was pretty cool last night for him. I mean, a switch hitting catcher that's got 38 home runs and 82 RBIs at the break, it's just unbelievable. But I do see, I mean, if I was doing a first half award, I mean, there's obviously two halves to a season. I would give Raleigh the slight edge over Judge, but I see Judge winning the MVP and ultimately just surpassing Raleigh.
I think it's a great point, Mark, and thank you for the call. We haven't gotten into the MVP conversation. I mean, usually that's not my thing. BT and I could have a fun conversation about it, sure, but like the individual awards, I don't know, the Triple Crown chase, the home run record chase, those will be fun things to watch with Judge here. But I think you bring up an excellent point. What Cal Raleigh is doing is unheard of. Like, Judge has done a lot of things that are unheard of and just otherworldly to the level that I've called him the best baseball player that I've ever seen. That's how dominant and great he's been. But Cal Raleigh, who's always been a good player, I feel like people are just like, oh, who the hell is this guy? I remember watching him years ago thinking, man, this guy's got some pop for a catcher. You wish you had that because it's such a rarity to find a catcher that would produce the way that Cal Raleigh has. But this is otherworldly. I don't think he'll ever do this again in his career. I don't know how the hell, like, again, good player, so I'm not trying to minimize him, but 38 home runs at the All-Star break for a catcher? Unheard of. That is unheard of. I mean, hard to argue against that. Wouldn't it matter, at least it would to me, if I'm voting on the MVP, most valuable player, wouldn't it matter where your team finishes? Judge could be the best player and maybe the most impactful player, depending on how the numbers finish out, you know, hitting 350 or whatever, almost 100 points higher than Cal Raleigh. But if the Mariners win the division and the Yankees don't, wouldn't that favor Cal Raleigh? Just pulling up some of the numbers here. Yeah, Raleigh's a guy that it got overlooked because he's doing it on a Mariners team that never makes the postseason and they're not known for offense, right? They've been known for pitching. But in 2022, he had 27 homers. In 2023, he hit 30 homers. Like, that is, for a catcher, that's a big deal. 27 homers, 30 homers. And then last year, he had 34 home runs. He had 34 homers and 100 ribbies. Like, those are, those are big years. Raleigh's just, I mean, this is what, fifth year in the big leagues. He's kind of just getting started here. We could be talking about a future Hall of Famer here with Cal Raleigh. And he's just being on the map this year for most people because he's got 38 at the break. Man, that's what I mean. This is wild, right? Here's a guy who was a proven power hitter for the last three seasons. 27 homers, 30, 34. For a catcher, and really for anybody, but especially for a catcher, that is monster. And yet, he is now outdone that production by the All-Star break this year. Something does not add up. It's not trying to minimize Cal Raleigh, but how do you go from a 30 home run guy to having now 38 at the All-Star break? That is just, it's unbelievable. Is it the balls? Is it something like, seriously, something's got to be up there. It doesn't make sense. At least with Judge, there's consistency. He built himself up. This is what he does every single year. Is this what Raleigh's going to be? He's going to be a 50, 60 home run guy? As a catcher? Dude, if he hits 60 home runs as a catcher and the Mariners win the division, he's the MVP. I'll take it a step further. If he hits 50 home runs and the Mariners win the division, he's the MVP, regardless of what Judge does. Judge can win the Triple Crown. For a catcher to hit 50 home runs, and if their team wins the division, I'm not trying to minimize Judge. Judge is the best player, but good God. I mean, that is really unheard of what Cal Raleigh is doing. No Soto, no Sal. I am boycotting the game because Major League Baseball has wronged this event tonight. Even though they're trying to do some right, the fact that Juan Soto could be on the outside looking in is a total joke. Now, do I really care about the All-Star game anyway? Not really, but I was looking forward to getting into this one tonight for the reasons that I gave earlier. Lots of local ties, Booney being the manager, you get a bunch of Yanks, bunch of Mets. The uniforms going back to the way that it should be with each player wearing their team's jersey. I mean, hey, what geniuses came up with that idea? Wow, Major League Baseball in their front office. Brilliant. You know, it is remarkable sometimes, the stupidity from these leagues or just whatever, higher organizations. You would think that it'd be easier to make some of the decisions, or they'd be wiser to make better decisions the higher up that they go, right? Like, this is Major League Baseball or the NFL or whatever, or the NHL. Man, these are people that are high up there making a ton of money. And yet, they just don't get it. What the fan wants, they either aren't relatable, they don't care about it. It's always about money. But even with this one with Soto, he didn't get snubbed because of money. Well, maybe he did, maybe because his peers are jealous of the amount of money that he makes. But he got snubbed, and it was such an easy thing for Major League Baseball to fix. And they screwed it up. They couldn't figure out a way to get him in. Like I said earlier, where's Billy Epler when you need him? Fake an injury, get Soto in the game. Just kidding, Billy. We know we love you. 888. And we would have loved you even more if you would have traded Pete Alonso for Pete Crow Armstrong. Oops, that's a topic for tomorrow. Save that, Sal. 888-808-1019 is the number to call. Back to the phones. Jeremy calling from Connecticut. What's up, Jeremy?
Hey, how we doing, Sal?
Good. How are you?
Good, good. Just calling about Soto. I'm a Yankee fan. You know, I was disappointed when he didn't re-sign, but you can't blame the guy. Take the money. Like, anybody else, like you said, is going to take the money. The guy deserves to be an all-star the way he's been playing. I mean, single-handedly smacked us around in Queens and in the Bronx. I mean, the guy is amazing. Like, he brought us to the World Series. Without him, we don't even sniff the World Series.
Right. Now, I'm sure like, you're not – I'm sure you're not – and I respect the honesty. I mean, that's the truth. That's what happened. But I'm sure you're not going to boycott the game like me. But my question to you, Jeremy, would be, how can anybody take the all-star game seriously without Juan Soto in it?
Exactly. Like, you're telling me in the ninth inning, NL's down one run with Class A in the mound, you don't want Soto pinch hitting there?
Like, yeah.
Give me a break. The guy, like, that's what I want to see. I don't want to see the Pittsburgh Pirates left fielder, whoever they made mm-hmm. the team, going against, you know, the best closer in baseball. Like, give me a break. You got to have the best players on the field at all times. The guy's numbers speak for himself. And to go back to the All-Star game, like, I haven't watched it in years because it's pretty weak. Hmm. But, the jerseys, go back to the regular jerseys. That's what made the All-Star game fun, watching each guy go out there in their own jersey,
right,
playing for their own team.
Yeah, and that's what they're doing. And that's what they'll be doing tonight, which is going to be part of the appeal. I mean, I won't be around to see it. No Soto, no Sal. But that is part of what they're doing tonight. I think that's a step in the right direction. Now, the next step would be, I don't know, having actual All-Stars play. The one thing I would disagree with you there would be that there's no way Soto's pinch hitting in the ninth inning. Like, if Soto's going to get selected, he's going to be in the game well before the ninth inning. He might be up in the ninth inning. He's not going to be pinch hitting in the ninth inning. Even as a reserve, you got to get Soto in the game sooner than that. Come on. Michael's calling from St. Cloud, Florida. What's up, Michael?
Hey, Sal. How you doing?
Great, Michael. How are you?
I'm doing well. I got to disagree with you on Soto. He's not an all-star. You look at his numbers with men on base. He is batting .176 with men on base mm-hmm. with an OPS of .677. I'm sorry, that's not an all-star.
Well, have you broken down everybody else's numbers with men on base?
I haven't seen like all the other players.
Well, okay, well, why don't you do that for me? Because I have not. What I've broken down is all the other players, all the other outfielders who got in that Soto's numbers are better than. So we're now going to nitpick and say because he's not hitting well with runners in scoring position or with men on base, that he's not an all-star? Well, then, if to do that, you better give me the other guys, all those other guys.
I understand that.
Michael, ask yourself this. It's an all-star game. Like, are you going to be watching a game tonight?
Of course.
Okay.
I'm a big all-star person.
Okay, so don't you want to see actually all-stars partake?
Yeah, absolutely.
Hey, so you'd rather watch Fernando Tatis Jr. or Corbin Carroll than Juan Soto?
Yeah, I know Tatis has better numbers on base, with men on base.
Okay, so you're just about men on base.
Well, yeah, I mean, if you're an all-star, you should be able to come through with men on base. The numbers is well below 200, like well below the Mendoza line with men on base.
Michael, I get it. That's not how you judge an all-star. You know that. You're just nitpicking here. Are you a Mets fan or Yankee fan?
I'm a big Mets fan, and I'm happy that Juan Soto signed with the Mets.
Okay.
And his overall career numbers with men on base is one of the best in baseball.
Yeah, well, they got to get better, obviously, but that's a different story. They got to get better. You don't think Juan Soto deserves to be an all-star this year? You'd rather see Corbin Carroll or Fernando Tatis Jr. because they have better numbers with runners on base?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know what to tell you. God bless you, Michael. You're entitled to your opinion. I mean, I think that's asinine. Oh, I figured it out. Took me a minute, you know, because I was going the Yankee angle because that's the layup, right? I'm thinking, oh, Michael, of course, is a Yankee fan who's mad at Soto. And then he said, no, he's a Mets fan. But I figured it out. He, Michael, works in the Major League Baseball front office. Only somebody that works in a Major League Baseball front office could come up with an idea like that. Soto's not an all-star because of his runners in scoring position? Average? Come on. Or men on base? Hoff, intern Nick, maybe one of you guys can look it up. I'd just be curious to get some other comps to what guys are hitting with runners on. I know Soto has been one of the worst in baseball, which is obviously not like him. But still, the idea that he could put up better numbers than other guys in there, and based on his track record, there's no way you could justify he's not an all-star. You could say he's been awful with runners on, and I've said that myself. Need more. That's got to change. That's the greatest appeal of Juan Soto, not hitting with runners in scoring position. Does not mean he's not an all-star. And factor in all the numbers. Runners on, nobody on. Those are the numbers that get you into the all-star game. Not to mention what he's done years before this. He's an all-star. Larry is calling from Hillsboro, New Jersey. What's up, Larry?
What's up, Sally? How's it going, man?
How are you, Larry?
I'm disappointed in you, man. Listen, Soto's not an all-star. You got to admit it.
Based on what, exactly?
Because he's a bum. Thank God he's not a Yankee. I'd rather have Oscar Azokar than him.
And what is that based on?
Because people vote on who's the all-stars, right?
Yeah.
And the people have spoken.
Which Enough people? Which people are you talking about?
Every person who voted on the all-star ballot.
Right.
So what about you? Not good enough.
According to who? According to what standard is he not good enough?
Every one of them.
Well, look at the numbers. If I were to tell you that he has better numbers than a lot of the guys that got selected, your response would be?
Then maybe people don't like him.
Okay. And is that a reason to make him not an all-star?
Sure.
Why? Now, why don't you like him? You'd rather have Oscar Azokar. Why is that?
Or Espinoza. I like Espinoza too.
Now, okay.
I'm dating myself.
Now, why is that? You root for who, Larry?
You know who it is. Yeah. You've talked to me before. Yeah,
a big what? Go ahead. Just let everybody know. We know it, but I want to confirm it. Go ahead.
The best team that ever has played the game. You know who it is. I don't even have to tell you.
The Cardinals? I thought you were a Yankee fan. I'm sorry, Larry, and thank you for the call. Cardinal fan? Oh, had me fooled. There I was for sure that Larry was rooting for the New York Yankees. I thought I had him pegged a mile away. But then he said the best team that ever lived, the only team that I could think of personally, well, the first team that came to mind was the St. Louis Cardinals. Now, I hate to admit that I hate the Cardinals, but Larry, I'm disappointed. I mean, come on. Now, there's a whole nother bias that goes that way when you hear from a Yankee fan like that. Say Soto's a bomb, he doesn't deserve it. There is no legitimate, sane argument. You could say, Larry, you're happy he's not there, but this is what you'd have to say if you want to give the full sentence. And I'm just like, this should be therapy. This should be really a day where Met fans and Yankee fans can come together and agree that whether you love him or hate him, he deserved to be an All-Star. But Larry, in your case, this is what you should say. I'm happy Juan Soto's not an All-Star because he broke my heart when he left my Yankees to sign with the New York Mets. Now, I will let you know that I present this to you not as a Mets fan, but as something that actually happened in reality. That's the truth. I know it. You know it. We all know it. We'll be better off as a sports town once everybody admits it. Just admit it. We still got some people hanging on, fighting it. You're angry, Larry. You're angry. I feel your pain. I understand it. I've been there before. However, the move that made you angry, I must admit, I took great pleasure in that. Not only because I predicted it, but more importantly, because I have always loved Juan Soto. With the Nationals, with the Padres, even with the Yankees. And now I love him even more with the Mets. But you got to just admit it, Larry. You hate Soto and you're happy he's not in the All-Star game because he left to go to the Mets. He left what you call the greatest team ever to go to the Mets. Again, don't shoot the messenger. I'm just giving you the facts. Steve is in Houston. What's up, Steve?
Hey, Sal. What's going on, man?
How are you, Steve?
So, snake, bear, or scorpion?
The snakes to me are, like, at least with a bear, you're not going to be blindsided by it. You either see it from a distance, you hear it, you see it coming, whatever it may be. Now, obviously,
it's scorpions, like, they're covert, you know.
But they are they in Jersey?
No, they're in Texas.
Okay, why well, don't
you
worry
get
about
up
that?
In the Northeast.
Okay, so
right.
We don't have to worry about that. You deal with those? You don't deal with bears out in Houston. You're dealing with the scorpions?
We have to sometimes. Ooh. MVP, shout out to Mr. Hoffman.
Yes, okay.
What Big Dumper's doing, I love Todd Hundley growing up. That's my guy. Mm. What did he have, 42, 47 home runs?
Yeah, I think he had 42.
What is Big Dumper doing right now?
He's got 38. 38 is the All-Star break.
It's insane.
Did Hundley still have the record, or didn't somebody break that? Who broke that record? Hundley had it when he homered off of Greg McMichael in 1996, I want to say. No, Piazza doesn't have that. No, Piazza has the all-time record. I'm talking about in-season for a catcher. I'm pretty sure Hundley got beat by somebody. I just don't remember who beat him a couple years back. But anyway, go ahead, Steve.
And then last point, this Brewer kid. Really interested to see after 5 starts, does he get his doors blown off or does he shut it down? So that's the only thing that I'm going to watch tonight. Hey, have a good one, Mets.
Thank you, Steve. Appreciate you checking in. Here, it was Salvi Perez who got him. How many did he hit in what year? 48. Wow, Sal Perez had 48 home runs and he did as a catcher. Because remember, that was as a catcher, not as a pinch hitter or DH. Anyway, we could look more into that, but I'm pretty sure Hundley definitely had it in 90. Was it 96 that he did that? Yeah, I think it was 96. And then on the cover of the 97.
Johnny Bench was actually the leader in 1970. He had 45
home
runs.
No, but
catcher.
As a catcher.
Yes.
Hundley had the all-time record for home runs as a catcher. So Bench might have hit the most, but he didn't hit them all as a catcher. Because it is a fact that Hundley broke the record. Is AI telling you this, Hoff? Is that what? No, AI is wrong. SAL is telling you Hundley had the record, and I believe he did get beat. But I don't know what it was. It's home runs hit as a catcher. Hundley had it in 96. And I remember because the 97 yearbook had it was like a hologram of Greg McMichael throwing that pitch. And Hundley, who hit almost all of his home runs to right field as a pull hitter, as a lefty, actually hit it opposite field. Hundley was a dead pull hitter. I know it was a switch hitter, but he hit most of his home runs lefty. Most home runs in a season for a catcher. Yeah, I don't trust AI. You have to look this up. It might have been Salvi Perez. Somebody definitely beat it. But it was broken by Hundley in 97. Anyway, point is that what Cal Raleigh is doing is freaking incredible. Come back. We'll continue with your calls. 888-808-1019. Also do a little Boldface Truth, Boldface Lie with Hoff when we come back.
Now time for Boldface Lie, Boldface Truth with Brendan Tierney and Sal Licata.
All right, we'll do a little bald face lie, bald face truth in just a second here with Javi. I just want to clear up the catching stuff before. So Javi Lopez with the Braves broke the record in 2003. He hit 42 home runs as a catcher. Todd Hundley had the record before that. He broke it, like I said, in 1996. He hit 41 home runs as a catcher. Prior to that, it was Roy Campanella who hit 40 as a catcher, but had 41 total. Piazza had two 40 home run seasons that were, remember, 40 hit as a catcher. That's the whole key here. And what Hoff was talking about before, Johnny Bench hit 45 home runs in 1970, only 38 as a catcher. Salvi Perez hit 48 in 2021, only 33 as a catcher. Just to break that down. All right, Hoffy, what do you have for us?
All right, so we've been talking about Juan Soto. You've been talking about Juan Soto, about the All-Star stuff, but bald-faced lie, bald-faced truth. Juan Soto will get more MVP votes than anyone other than Shohei Ohtani in the NL.
Do you have the current odds or anything like that right now on that?
That's a good question. I didn't do that.
I'm going to say it's a bald-faced truth. I think Juan Soto, the one thing missing with Juan Soto has been the runners in scoring position. That's just a matter of time. I don't know what the hell's taking him so long. Honestly, it's frustrating. It's infuriating. It's the one thing I've been looking to see since the start of the season. Oh, here he goes. Two guys on. Let's see Soto go to work. And it just has not happened. We're getting there. We're crawling there with runners on. But Soto's been on fire. I think that's just a matter of time before he breaks through with runners on, which will lead to him being more of an MVP than maybe some others. I know Alonso has been the Mets MVP to date. Maybe he cools off a little bit, but I think Soto is going to be in that MVP discussion.
So this is AI, so I don't know.
Oh, no, I don't trust it, but good.
But Shohei right now is minus 800.
Mm-hmm.
Pete Crow Armstrong plus 600, then Juan Soto plus 1,700, and Kyle Tucker plus 5,000.
So Soto's third as we speak.
Yeah.
I mean, come on. He's third in MVP. Well, I shouldn't say MVP voting because it's not that. But third in MVP odds and not an All-Star. Okay, so yeah, I'm right. I mean, Pete Crow Armstrong could be an MVP too. More on him tomorrow, but I think Soto's going to be, yeah, I'm going to say this bald-faced truth. He's going to get the second
and
most.
And by the way, confirmed, I looked at Fox Sports, okay. And they have that too.
So all right, so what else you got?
Not just AI. All right. Hey, congratulations, Garrett Wilson. You deserve a nice paycheck.
Mm-hmm.
Bald-faced lie, bald-faced truth. Sauce Gardner will sign a multi-year extension with the Jets.
I'm going to say it's a bald-faced lie. I don't know why. I'm not getting that feeling. I feel like everybody thinks, okay, well, now that Garrett's done, Sauce is next. Maybe we need to evaluate at least one more year here. But if it were me, I would evaluate one more year. I don't think it adds up with Sauce. Maybe they do decide to pay them. Who the hell knows? Maybe my answer is in part what I would do. And being that I would at least wait and then see if Sauce has a dominant year, then try to figure something out. Now, maybe that could be too late. Who knows? I don't think there's as much urgency. I don't think it's as important to lock up Sauce, especially after he's been disappointing. Garrett and his maybe frustrations or lack of superstardom, I think that there's circumstance with. There is no excuse to why Sauce Gardner has fallen off. He had a defensive head coach. It was supposed to be a great defense. Talked a big game. Dropping interceptions left and right. Just not the guy that I think he thinks that he is or that the Jets expected him to be. So I'm going to say bald-faced lie. He's going to be on the outside looking in, at least in the near future, but probably overall.
Final one for you, Sal. Bald-faced lie, bald-faced truth. Anthony Volpe will play at least 60 more of the 66 games at shortstop this season.
That's a tough one, man. I'm going to say that is a bald-faced lie. I think the Yankees are going to come to the realization. I don't see this getting better. With Volpe. Could they get a big third baseman and just say, all right, we're going to have him bat ninth and take no pressure off? Some of the mistakes that he is making, you cannot survive at the big league level with, let alone a team that's trying to win the division or go out there and win a World Series. The Yankees have proven to be bullish before, thick-headed, and eventually, like with IKF ahead of the postseason a few years back, eventually they acquiesce and say, hey, we can't keep doing this anymore. We got to make a move. If they are to win a World Series this year, they cannot do it with the way that Volpe is playing. So two things would have to happen. One, he's got to get better. Two, they've got to make a decision on either sending him down or moving him offshore or whatever. And I'm going to say that, and also you could throw an injury to this thing too, by the way, you're saying, or rest. 60 of the 66 teams remaining, that's a lot. I know he plays a ton, but I'm going to say it's a bald-faced lie. He will not get that. I think, unfortunately for Volpe, I think it's already started to snowball, and I don't anticipate it getting any better. So I think the Yankees have to do something about it.
Next week, I'm going to follow up with BT. Will he bat over 700 OPS? Because he's back down to his normal 671s.
Yeah, and that's one of the our over-unders, I think, for the year. What's that, Dovey?
Just so you know, the Anthony Volpe bobblehead doll giveaway, August 11th.
So they're not going to send him down prior to that, you're
correct.
Saying? Yeah, that's too late in the season. Anyway. And they honestly, it might be after the trade deadline, seeing what pieces they get in here. Bottom line is they can't keep... Cashman could say it. They can't keep riding Volpe out like this. Something's got to change. He's either got to get better... Or they got to make a decision on him. BT and Sal on the Fan, 888-808-1019, the number to call. Hector is calling from Washington Heights. What's up, Hector?
What's going on, Sal? I got a question for you, buddy. I'm doing good. Let me ask you, how many times did you vote for the All-Star game this year?
I did not vote. Maybe I did vote. You could vote online. I was thinking the old-school ballots. I might
you don't even vote. You can't remember. You're not sure how you can vote.
I might have voted
last
year.
But you're over here screaming on and on and blaming MLB baseball for Juan Soto not being in the All-Star game. So that's your first mistake. You should have exhausted your 5 votes every day. You should have had your mom, hi, mom, sign up and vote 5 times every day. You should even have your wife sign up and vote 5 times every day if it meant so much to you, buddy. But here, I got something else for you. Us as Mets fans have complained for years about Francisco Lindor being snubbed and not making the All-Star game. And now you're going to snub him and boycott him, along with David Peterson, who earned himself his first All-Star game, and Edwin Diaz, and Pete Alonso, who you can't give any credit to. You're going to boycott them.
I said it before, Pete Alonso's been the MVP. What do you mean? Don't lie and say I can't give him any credit. He's been great. Yeah. Everything else you said is pretty good so far, but that's a lie. I got to call you out. Now, go ahead.
I missed that. But no, listen, we got to be honest.
Did you vote?
Yes, I did.
Okay.
But when I got frustrated with the team, when they weren't producing in June, they were going through the June swoon, and yes, Soto was having his great June, but we were losing, I stopped voting a little bit. There was a couple of days that I didn't vote. So I'm equally responsible, but I'm not here screaming.
I would be on your team in this if I were complaining about him not being voted in as a starter. The idea that he's not voted in as a reserve, I don't vote on that.
That's part of it, right? Because that's what the All-Star game is. It's popularity. So for some reason, he wasn't popular this year. You could call it Yankee hate. You could call it whatever. You know what I'm saying? Maybe.
But come on, Hector.
He deserves to be there.
Okay, well, that's the point. We could argue last year. Like, I thought Lindor should have been an All-Star the last 2 years, but I was not. Okay, but you could argue against
debatable.
It. Exactly. It's debatable. This is not debatable. He should be an All-Star. That's the point. And I don't want to boycott the game.
I think it's debatable whether he should be or not. I mean, listen, I guess MLB could have pushed him through. How does that process work? Once it's out of the fans' hands, how does it really work? Because I have no idea.
Yeah, I
is
don't
it
either.
MLB? Is it managers and players voting? How does that work?
I honestly don't know the whole thing. Maybe Hoff could look into it. I know that the players vote on it, so I don't know what percentage.
But there's unreliable, what is it called? AI?
I think it might be a combination of the players and coaches or maybe some writers. It's probably a combination.
That's a bigger question. How the heck did the players who earlier, like what, a month before, 3 weeks, whatever the heck it was, that you saw rankings about, who do you don't want to face in a big spot? We don't want to face Juan Soto, but we're not going to vote until All-Star game? That makes no sense. That's what the players are thinking.
But Hector, how about think about this for a second here, just from the sports perspective, Major League Baseball. Juan Soto is one of the game's biggest stars. Handful of stars, he's one of the game's biggest stars. Plays in the biggest market, was in the World Series last year with the New York Yankees, chose to go to the Mets for all the money, and he has put up numbers that are better than some people who got selected instead of him. How is that good for Major League Baseball? Why would I take the All-Star game seriously? Like, this is not a knock on David Peterson.
Maybe Major League Baseball, I didn't like it, but maybe Major League Baseball took the fans lead and said, Sal's calling him one of the biggest stars or the biggest star, one of the most popular guys. We should be marketing around him. But the fans don't feel that way. They didn't vote him in. What the hell are we going to...
He's a star, Hector. You know it. And don't get mad at me because I'm boycotting the game. I want to watch the game. I want to. But I have a rule. No Soto, no Sal. I'm boycotting the game. I'm sorry. There's right and there's wrong. And that's what I live by. Right and wrong. Juan Soto was wronged. I cannot just ignore it and watch the game tonight. I'm not going to do it. Good luck to Booney and all the Yankees. Good luck to all the Met representatives. Hopefully it's a good game and people enjoy it. I will not be one of them. No Soto, no Sal. BT and Sal on the Fan, 888-808-1019. We'll have Damon Priest in studio next hour. He's scheduled to get here, I think, around 12:10, something like that. So we'll continue with your calls. Reset, down with the King topic of the day. It is Juan Soto not getting selected to the All-Star game by the fools at Major League Baseball.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.